A report by State Controller Tom DiNapoli projects that the New York City-based securities industry will earn $15 billion in 2012. That's nearly double last year's profits, but still below the rates in the boom years before the 2008 market crash. DiNapoli says the stock market, as well as the nation's economy, faces numerous uncertainties. They include the ongoing European debt crisis and the so-called fiscal cliff in the federal budget that the President and Congress have set up to occur at the end of this year, when they must make some tough spending and taxing decisions.
Securities is still a very important part of the city and state economy, but Wall Street is still a business sector in transition.
DiNapoli says fewer people on Wall Street lost their jobs than was expected. Still, there are 1,200 fewer positions now than in 2011. The average salary of those employed by the securities industry rose to around $363,000 a year. DiNapoli says, hate it or love it, the hiring and firing on Wall Street has an impact on the overall economy.
These are still well-compensated positions. And it's important to keep in mind how we feel about Wall Street, that when higher-income people are employed, we estimate that for every job that's created on Wall Street, two other jobs are created in the rest of the city, one other job is created outside the city. And the reverse is true. When there's contraction over time, that does have an impact on other sectors of the economy.
The higher-than-average Wall Street salaries, as well as the annual cash bonuses, are taxed at a high rate in New York, and they help to balance the state's budget. Before the recession, Wall Street revenues made up 20% of the state's total tax collections. DiNapoli says the ongoing economic slump and continued downsizing in the securities industry means that Wall Street revenues account for just 14% of the state budget now.
It's still a very important part of our revenue base.
DiNapoli says in past economic recoveries, it's been Wall Street that has led the way, providing more jobs at higher rates of pay and circulating that money through the economy. But he says this time the recovery is being driven by other industries that offer lower rates of pay.
It's hard to project what the new normal is going to be.
The controller says he expects cash bonuses to be lower at year's end as well. It's the continuation of a trend that began after the 2008 crash, as profits have declined and more employees are offered stocks as a bonus instead of money. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.